Crime Cast, number 12.
There's a lot to the story of this truck. I mean, there's stuff I'm not putting on there because there'd be some real fucking pissed off people at me.
You mean the people that have threatened your life?
Well, nobody's threatened my life, but I've been warned, to put it that way.
You know better, just instinctually. You know better than they shut your mouth sometimes.
I've been told enough to where I can see their point of view.
I guess especially since you live right there.
Yeah.
Is the town you live in a small town?
Yeah, I live just west of Cloma, 20 miles from Plainfield there.
Yeah, I just moved from this big city, Chicago, to a town of 4,000 or 3,000 people. And then the town over is only 200 people, so I understand it's a whole different thing living in a small town.
There's so much to Plainfield that's not in one of these Ed Gein stories that I've seen yet.
We have had the sneaking suspicion every time we went up there that's a town full of folks that are fucking eating people and shit, because it's weird, man, when you go up there. It's a weird vibe.
Coming up, trick or treat, give me something good to eat.
What?
Yeah, you ain't shitting. There's a lot of history to that town that is not ever mentioned in anything to do with this whatsoever.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to talk to a couple people that have lived up there. And not that I have anything good, solid information, but they've said similar stuff to you, like, you know, it's they're afraid to talk about certain things, and it's you could just get the vibe when you go out. There's a diner there, and I remember I've been there to eat like half a dozen times, maybe even a dozen times, and it's wild, man. It's weird. I remember seeing a guy walking in look just like Ed Gein. He had the plaid stuff on, everything. It was crazy.
There's a guy living down the road 3 miles from me right now that I guess about 15 years ago, my neighbor told me when I showed him a picture of Ed Gein, he looked at that and he said the guy right down the road 15 years ago looked just like the guy in that picture.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Well, I'll tell you, if you're looking for some publicity and you're looking for some attention to get any of your projects off the ground, whatever they are, including selling this truck, I'm your go-to guy, man.
Okay.
I'm going to be in New York on the 25th for a true crime show. I'm going to be in Salem, Massachusetts on the 19th of October, where people are paying $75 a ticket to come and see my collection. And so, you know, maybe we can work something out where you guys could, you know, we could work something out to get that truck out there and show people it, pay them to see it, charge them admission to see it, and you guys take that and it'll just be part of the publicity. I mean, I'm already getting... Like, there's A&E coming out. I have all these, like, Court TV comes out and covers my stuff here and there. So I get publicity, but this would just, I mean, you'd get over the top. You would almost steal my thunder. Well, you would, but as long as it's attached somehow to me, I'd get something out of it, you know?
Sure.
But, I mean, it's great publicity. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do this just on eBay is all I'm saying. If you look into what I'm talking about, you'll see I'm sort of in this weird world of this stuff, and I've done I did a book with Gacy, you know, I've done a couple things, so.
Wow.
I would love to help you publish a book, you know, I'll help you get a book out if that's what you're looking for, you know.
What do you know about Dahmer?
What do I know about Dahmer? Same as I know about Gacy. Like Gacy had accomplices that have been left out. Dahmer had a couple. Oh man, this Dahmer shit. Okay, I'll tell you what I know about Dahmer. There was a couple cops that he was fucking. Okay, that's the reason they let that fucking Filipino boy back. Okay, that Filipino boy. When they let him back, that one guy who let him go was a guy that was. Dahmer was, you know, he was fucking Dahmer. Dahmer was into black guys. And the black cop there was fucking Dahmer on the side, you know, it was on the down low. He had a wife and all this shit. Well, he actually came to the apartment and was in on the raping of that kid. And that's something that's semi-documented in that whole thing. I mean, that's from Dahmer's lawyer would tell me all about that shit. Like, he thinks that cop was in on some of the killing. And so does Dahmer's last victim. Dahmer's last victim won't tell you on camera about that because he lives right up there. He's afraid, but he'll tell you. He felt when he was drugged and he was fucked up that there was someone else there. There was someone else there. Gacy. I have a couple guys who were raped by Gacy that I know, that I had met in the whole process of it. They were raped by two or three people. Okay, they were drugged and raped by two or three people and then thrown out in the snow. Eventually, it progressed to Gacy having, you know, starting to kill people. How Gacy started is things went too far. They drugged someone, he died, and then they started getting off on heavier and heavier things.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of inside information that I don't necessarily publish or let out there because, you know, like you say, it's just common sense. You got to worry about people coming and getting you.
To do with Dahmer, how many dudes do you know of that Dahmer befriended and would talk to in prison?
I know the black guy who killed him.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know about all the people who befriended him and he, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of them out there.
Okay.
Why, do you know someone?
Yeah, I know one person and probably the one and only person that would talk to him.
Oh, really? And is he still locked up?
Nope.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
And there's definitely some inconsistencies as far as the cannibalism part of it.
Where do you come from, man? I'm doing all this true crime stuff for 20 years. I never met you. You're just into this. You're just into this stuff? You sort of research true crime, sort of like a true crime person?
Not at all.
It's just...
Copywritten 2005, 2006, evilnow.com, and crimeandcookies.com.